Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Our very own Braves insider and reporter and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us here on the morning shift. Grant, how ready are you for this 9-game homestand?
Hey, very ready. It is the longest of the young season, and hopefully for the Braves, if their road trip is any indication, they're ready to play some good baseball.
Grant, I think people see the Astros record and they say, well, you know, they're not a very good team right now, but that's still a really good lineup. I thought the Braves pitching for the most part did a very good job against a absolutely loaded lineup in Houston.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and this is a proven team, right? Because they've got some veterans that are still very dangerous. They showed that, you know, they can come through in some situations and, you know, make life very difficult for the guys on the mound. The problem for the Astros has been that they haven't been able to get healthy on the mound either. And that's a common story across baseball. Everybody seems to be dealing with it to one extent or another. But the Astros are down, I believe, four of their top five starters. Now, they're going to get Justin Verlander back soon. That clearly could make a difference for them, but available. So there's something to be said for timing, I think, and catching a club maybe when they're not at 100% and going ahead and taking care of business. And that, I think, is what the Braves did with some timely hitting, some good pitching, and, you know, taking care of the business they needed to.
Grant, you did mention, you know, the health of this team and, you know, in particular, I guess, on the mound. And I know that I think there was some news out there with Greg Maddux maybe saying that the pitch clock is not to blame for the injuries. What do you think's behind this?
Yeah, I mean, everybody's got, I think, opinions about it. I'm not one of those people that I'm not going to dismiss that the pitch clock isn't a mitigating factor in all of this. But the number one thing is, and it doesn't take a genius when you watch baseball now and you watch the way it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. I mean, guys have always been able to throw hard. And by hard, I mean, you know, mid-90s. Like, that's not uncommon. Not everybody was doing it, but now there's more velocity than ever. And I think we've also raised a generation of pitchers that, you know, it is max effort all the time. And especially for starters, I mean, when kids come through the minor leagues, not the kids, because, you know, they're, you know, starting at 18 years old, most of them in their pro career, making it to the majors a lot of times in their early 20s. The most innings they've thrown is 110, 120. Then all of a sudden you expect them to be major league pitchers with that stuff for 200 innings. And I think that part of that is the breakdown. And I think that the max effort velocity, on top of the fact that, you know, pitchers, the throwing motion is not really a natural thing for human beings to begin with, that I think is at the root of why you're seeing pitchers break down more. It's the more velocity, higher velocity all the time factor. But now you throw in the pitch clock to kind of bring it back to that. Okay, well, we want you to do it faster. You know, be quicker about it. And that, I don't think, is necessarily the best thing for the game. And I feel like that altering the time with runners on base, you know, knocking another couple of 3 seconds off of it, I don't know that that's necessarily a net positive. So it's a lot of things, to make a long story short. But Greg Maddux would know a lot more than most people about pitching. So I'm sure that they're talking to a lot of different people, and a lot of folks are giving their opinions right now because we are seeing so many injuries.
Well, Grant, with that, pitching depth is at an all-time high as far as a need goes for a team wanting to make a championship run. Obviously, Ronaldo Lopez, a pleasant surprise. And I was actually listening to your buddy Jake Mastrani yesterday. Grant, talk about some of the barrel rates, the spin rates for Ronaldo Lopez, and whether or not he can continue to pitch at the level he has. He's been incredible to start his Braves career. What do you think of you know, the immediate future and the long-term future, and whether or not he can keep up the dominance he's had over his first few starts?
I mean, he definitely has done everything that you could possibly have asked from Ronaldo Lopez and then some. And his start against Houston obviously was the most impressive of the bunch to me because, as Bo mentioned, that's a very good lineup. And he was able to work his way through those six scoreless innings. He maintained his velocity all the way through. And but that fastball-slider combo that he's got, I mean, it's no surprise that he had the success that he did in the bullpen over the past few years, mostly for the White Sox, and then, you know, bouncing around a little bit last year after the trade deadline. But, you know, when the Braves looked at this opportunity to bring him in, they felt like he had the capability of doing this. And, you know, the one question that I would have, and kind of going back to what I just mentioned, is he hasn't thrown a lot of innings the past few years. So can the Braves monitor that workload a little bit as the season goes along? I think that'll be kind of important. But from a talent and stuff perspective, there's no question. I think Ronaldo Lopez can continue being a quality starter. Now, will it be six scoreless innings every time? Based on the look at baseball history, even to talk about Greg Maddux, it doesn't necessarily work that way, but he's been a very pleasant surprise, and through the first 3 weeks, the Braves' best starting pitcher, and I don't think anybody had that on their list of things that we'd be talking about.
I certainly did not. No. Granted, someone that has broke their big toe before, I understand the extent of that injury and how long it takes to recover. That being said, it's kind of a two-parter. A, what is your expected timeline back for Ozzie Albies? And the second thing is, what does this Braves team miss when he is not on the field for them?
Well, they miss a lot. Let me start with that because, I mean, clearly when you look at the, you know, all the second basemen across baseball and how good Ozzie is and how unique he is in terms of his power production, run production, all of those things, you miss that, quite obviously. But Ozzie also, to me, has grown into one of the kind of the leaders of this club in so many different ways. So they're going to miss that. But this is a lineup that is uniquely qualified because of how good it is, you know, 1 through 9, that it can absorb the loss of an everyday player. I mean, we're seeing that right now with Travis d'Arnaud in for Sean Murphy. A lot of clubs would like to be calling on a Travis d'Arnaud. Braves aren't quite set up that way at second base, so they've got a couple of veterans that if they can hold down the position defensively, make sure everything's happening that needs to happen, hopefully they get Ozzie back in the next, I'd say, 3 or so weeks. We should have a pretty clear timeline of when he's going to be back in. This is fortunately not as major as the broken foot that he suffered a couple of years ago, but they will miss Ozzie Albies while he's gone and be very happy to get him back, hopefully by the middle of May, I would think at the latest.
Hey, Grant, so Chris Sale's going to be on the mound tonight. What is he going to be looking to do in this start?
Just continue to, I think, build on what he has the first three starts. And I know that, you know, folks will look at that Marlins outing and on the recent road trip and say, well, he gave up 5 runs to the Marlins. But I felt like that he threw his best game in that particular contest. And he looked as good as he had looked at any point in a Braves uniform. He tossed the 7 innings. Was getting the strikeouts, didn't get a couple of calls, and that kind of thing's going to happen, and we don't have to waste our time talking about the quality of Major League Baseball umpires and how that impacts the game. But Chris Sale certainly felt that in his last outing. But I did feel like he has continued to do everything he's needed to do and everything the Braves need him to do, and clearly he'll have better line scores than that. But this is a Rangers team that knows how to hit, so he's going to have to be careful as he works his way through that. They've also had some pitching injuries. They're trying to patchwork their rotation together. But Texas is a dangerous club. And so Chris Sale, a veteran of the American League for years and years, knows all about that.
Grant, I want to ask you, too. We're not going to get him this weekend, but you'll get him early next week, and that's Max Fried. And there's obviously a lot of question marks about what he's been so far. He did lower his ERA in his last start. I think it went down from 8 to 7 or something along those lines. But, I mean, what do you see from him? It just seems like a location issue. He's still got good movement on his pitches. Velocity is still where it needs to be, but location just not there. Do you think it's a mechanics issue?
Yeah, it seems to be execution for me. I don't know if it's necessarily mechanical, but it could be. I mean, it may just be a grip thing. It may just be an arm slot thing. It's hard to say because he doesn't look that much different to me, but his pitches are not as precise as we've seen, and obviously as precise as he would want it. And, you know, these guys know when the, you know, the lineup goes out there and gives them a lead, they want to hold on to that. And so whether it's Max Fried or Chris Sale or Charlie Morton, I mean, you know, they all want to be able to do their job in that regard. And the Braves are definitely going to need that trio to do it with no Spencer Strider in this rotation and Ronaldo Lopez doing more than his fair share. And I do think Fried is going to find his way through that. Sometimes I think it just takes a few starts in order to get, you know, whatever adjustment that you need to make, get it integrated and get back to it. But movement is there, as you mentioned. Velocity is there. And so I really feel like it's just a matter of fine-tuning his execution. And Max Fried is pretty dedicated, and I think he's going to figure it out if his track record's any indication.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, I'd really love to get a Marcell Ozuna question in, Grant, but I think we know what he's doing. The Darius Vaughn stuff, I see that ESPN has him slated as a starter on Sunday. I thought they might bring up Bryce Elder, kind of the way it would work out, but Darius Vines had a really, I thought, a really solid outing in his outing. I thought it was a cool story with Phil Cuzzy. How is Darius Vines able to find his way into this rotation? He just seems like he's came out of nowhere. I think he was, what, late round, maybe eighth round draft pick. I mean, just talk about what Darius Vines has been able to do.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good start against the Astros, and he kind of had to tiptoe around that lineup a bit. And in a 2-1 game, you know, they weren't able to leave him in there for him to get a win, but he pitched well enough to win. But I did feel like, you know, with him, it's the off-speed stuff that really sets him up for success. He's not a hard thrower. He's more of a precision pitcher. You know, command is important to him. A couple of walks in that Houston start and some pitches that he left up that might have been just unorthodox enough to kind of keep some hitters off balance, in particular Jose Altuve and a couple of at-bats. But, you know, he pitched well enough to earn another start, but I'm still of the opinion that eventually we are going to see Bryce Elder. Is that going to be maybe in that Marlins series that follows the weekend against Texas, or at some point this week as the Guardians roll in a little bit later in the week? I just feel like it's kind of inevitable that you would go to the guy that has the most big league success. There may have been a few factors that go into why he's not already been up, he being Bryce Elder, because when you option a guy down at the end of spring training, they have to stay down for a certain amount of time unless there's an injury. But if he's already pitched, then it doesn't help because he's not available. So then you start calling other names up. And they may have been kind of playing this little game of musical chairs to finally time it out to get Bryce Elder into the rotation. That would be kind of my read on it. But in the meantime, Darius Vines made the most of that opportunity against Houston, and he's going to have another tough task against the Texas Rangers on Sunday.
All right, that is our Braves insider and host of From the Diamond, Grant McCauley, joining us here on the morning shift. Thanks for your time, Grant.
You got it. Take care, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.